Welcome to Stay Healthy New England, a platform focused on chronic pain, pelvic health, and wellness, with monthly episodes featuring top health and wellness experts all over the U.S. This podcast can be a starting point in looking for ways to naturally experience pain relief right in the comfort of your home, breaking free from the shackles of chronic pain. In traditional approaches, it is easy to feel like an object on a conveyor belt moving through the doctor's office. The humanness of it, all gone. Your pain is real to you, and it limits the real human life that you're living. Dr. Jessica Papa, founder of Arancia Physical Therapy and the creator of the Conquer Mystery Pain e-course, is your host for Stay Healthy New England. Tune in and learn how to conquer your mystery pain now. Here's your host, Dr. Jessica Papa.
Did you know your brain can change? It's true. You can change your thoughts, change your mindset, and the power to change how you think about yourself, your relationships with others, your role in the world can really create positive learning experiences. And the mindset that you start to cultivate can affect your learning, your skill development, those relationships that you have, your achievements in the world, and your successes in other areas of life. So you can change your mindset. Neuroscience shows that brains continue to develop and change even as adults. So the brain is actually moldable. It's like plastic. It can be reshaped over and over and over again. It can form new neural pathways. Scientists refer to this as neuroplasticity. So those neural pathways that are developed by doing or thinking particular things, things that we do or say that become hardwired into our brains, become habits. So these form defined routes in your brain, which become easier to use over time. So I am a huge believer in mindset and mantras. I take time out of my day daily to visualize what I want to achieve, what positive things are in my life, are currently happening in my life, or things that I want to have happen. I start to see them as like they've already happened. I visualize them daily. Like, what do I want to for myself, for my life, for my family, for my practice to have happen? I see it as it's already happened in my mind's eye. And I try and stay focused on those positive thoughts daily. Your body actually feels and your brain thinks, right? So our feelings or emotions are part of releasing pain, really anything that is a negative experience in our life and dysfunctions in our body. So all scars, no matter how big or small or insignificant they might be, need reflection and treatment, I believe. So let's say you're experiencing, I'm going to bring it back to my clinic, a weak pelvic floor. Your first line of treatment should not be Kegels, despite popular belief. You want to start to think about your pelvic floor in your mind's eye, right? For those of you who are not used to this, it's the power of visualization. And maybe do a sweeping exercise to sweep out all the negative energy there, all of the things that might not be serving you, past experiences. Believe it or not, they do start to harbor as emotions, which can then trigger the body and manifest as physical restrictions. So start there. Start by saying yes to everything, as well as yes to taking care of yourself. You can't say yes. Let me rephrase that. You can't say yes to everything and not say yes to self-care. So what I'm going to do in this podcast is share many, many, many mantras that I have cultivated over the years with you. Take them all, take whatever you like from this, tweak it to make it your own, or take it word for word, whatever you want to do, and just start to practice it out loud daily for, 5 to 10 minutes. Just, have this mantra in your mind's eye, say it out loud, and just take the time to carve out for yourself and see how you do with it. Just be regular with it, whatever you do. So here we go. Here are some of the mantras and mindset shifts that I've sort of developed over the years. That these will also be in my upcoming book, Postpartum is Forever, How to Optimize and Heal Your Body Before, During, and After Pregnancy. So here we go. So the only way to heal is for there to be a mutual exchange and willingness to do what needs to be done to find the source of the injury. You are your best ally. Find a way, not an excuse. I have faith in my body and my baby. You are going to be the best mom you can be. I believe in my body. With each inhale and exhale, I am connected to my body and my baby. I breathe, I soften, I release. I will not obsess over things that are not within my control. I love and accept my changing body. Invest in yourself. Meditate, read, eat the healthy food, move your body, spend time in nature, rest up. You are worthy. I am ready. My body is capable and strong. I deserve all that is good. I choose to stop apologizing for being me. I am creating a beautiful life. I consciously release the past and live only in the present. I will love myself a little more today than I did yesterday. I will make progress on my goals. I will stay committed to my growth. I will ask and seek help when I need it. Value what you give your energy and time to. This is a great one. Remove the word wrong from your vocabulary. Don't work on getting rid of bad thoughts. Just fill up your brain with so many good thoughts, there's no more room for the bad. Ask yourself daily, what am I grateful for? Success is progress. Do not engage with toxic people. Always put yourself first. Take time to understand yourself. You can either be happy or be right. How can you increase your awareness so you can let go of what you need to let go of? Be so amazing that you can't be ignored. Be present now. Focus on what you can do. Let go of regrets. Create a regular gratitude and accomplishment list. And here we go on to the mantras. I am more than I appear to be. All the world's power and strength resides in me. Birth is a safe space for me and my baby. Contractions help to bring my baby to me. I accept the help of others. I am a good mother. I am a strong woman. I know how to take care of myself in pregnancy. I love my baby. I will make the right decisions for my baby. My pregnant body is beautiful. I accept my labor and birth. I am surrounded by those who love, support, and respect me. I know how to take care of my baby and my body. I trust my body and I will advocate for my health. Well, there you have it. There are my personal mantras that I have said to myself over the most recent year and years prior. I hope they help you. I hope you can take a few of them and make them your own or take them word for word. I'm happy to share them with you and hope that you are encouraged that you can change, right? Change your mindset. You can change your mind and just how you think about different things that may have happened to yourself and your relationships with your, achievements or things that you want to achieve. You can change your mindset, right? We know that science has the research out there that we've learned that the brain can continue to develop and change even as adults. Old dogs really can learn new tricks. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Stay tuned for the next.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Stay Healthy New England. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so others can find this helpful information too. We really appreciate that effort. To learn more about your host, Dr. Jessica Papa, and to gain more information on the Conquer Mystery Pain e-course, please visit aronciapt.com. Thanks again for tuning in. and we'll catch you in the next episode of Stay Healthy New England.